Justin Longmuir has been good enough to give us some of his time after what was a difficult day at the office yesterday. Justin, welcome.
G'day, gents.
How have you taken time to, well, 24 hours on, Justin, what have you made of yesterday's performance?
Yeah, well, probably not much has changed from the opener there. We just had too many passages. I thought the basics really let us down. And we just put so much pressure on ourselves, especially in that first half when I thought our ball movement looked strong, our contest looked pretty good through the middle of the ground. I thought stoppages were in our favour, and especially scoring from stoppages. I thought we were connecting well in the front half, but every time the ball went into our defensive 50, we either conceded a goal through a mark or poor defensive effort, or we won it back and gifted it straight back to them. So we just couldn't stem the scoring. I think in that second quarter alone, they had 10 scoring shots from 12 entries. So, yeah, and that became a bit of an issue in the third quarter as well. But the thing that dried up was our scoring and our ball movement. So it was a really disappointing day. Feel like we owe our supporters one, and we need to bounce back this week.
You've built up a lot of followers and a lot of positives, Justin, over the last year and a little bit, and particularly this year. You would have gone into that match knowing that a lot of people thought this was the moment you were going to break the hoodoo of the derby. How do you sort of digest just how bad you were in the second half? Because as you said, you were okay up until then, but I guess it's just a stark reminder that you're dealing with human beings and not data and stats.
Yeah, it is. And I think that the key in review will be just to own what we can control. And there's plenty that we are responsible for yesterday, so we need to own that. Need to improve on it. We've played some good footy this year, but realistically, we haven't played the big boys, and we came up against a side that were looking to rebound yesterday. And, we got a lesson. So, yeah, we're up against Brisbane this week, and we need to bounce back.
So on that, Justin, there's a lot happening in your state, as we know. I mean, the decision to play the game behind closed doors is only a few hours. It was obviously a weird build-up, as it will be for this week. Now, is it your understanding that the game's going to be moved from off the stadium to the Gabba?
I think it's very likely. As a club, we haven't got final confirmation, but, the way it sits over here at the moment, the fixture could be in turmoil if we have more cases, so I think the likelihood is that we will move the fixture and we'll play at home later in the season against Brisbane, and we might be on the road for a couple of weeks, given we've got an away game next week.
So you'll be packing more than one pair of undies?
Yeah, we'll have to pack for probably at least 10 days by the look of it, if it goes ahead.
Okay. So your backline, Justin, on yesterday, your backline can look undersized at times, and you've got some players out, obviously Hamling, Luke Ryan, those types of players. But when you're delving in, is it on them? Is it on the midfield? I know it's probably a collective thing, but where does the problem start? Did it start in the midfield for you yesterday, you think?
I think in the first half, we at least broke even through the middle of the ground. And it was just, some horrendous mistakes back of centre, whether that was midfielders or defenders. It was just our composure with the ball and our execution of the basics back of centre were just not up to standard, and we just allowed them to score way too easily. So that's on everyone in the team. I hate singling out any lines. We are under strength as a back line at the moment. Obviously, Luke Ryan went out of the side, but we're clearly missing some of our taller options. Hayden Young's out of the side. Ethan Hughes got injured first quarter. So we are a little bit depleted down there, so we need to make sure we support those backs that are going to be playing this week, and we educate them and give them the confidence going into what is a pretty formidable forward line in Brisbane Lions.
Does it hurt even more, Justin, with the side that beat you? It's the 11th time now. I know you haven't been part of many of these, but the 11th loss in a row for Fremantle against the West Coast Eagles.
Oh, yeah, of course it does. It gives their side of town bragging rights. The way we folded over a little bit too easily in that second half and allowed the scoreboard to get out to look like it did at the end. It's really disappointing. And like I said at the start, I feel worse for our fans, and we need to bounce back this week and redeem ourselves.
Where do you see Lloyd Meek as part of your program?
Yeah, he's definitely an improving player. I thought early in the year he was really solid in the ruck. He's still got a few things to learn, especially when he came up against some of the more senior, experienced ruckmen. Just a bit of craft stuff in the ruck, and then his ability to get around the ground needs to improve a little bit and impact around the ground. But we're really happy with his development. I don't think anyone at the club has put as much work into their footy as he does. And he's going to be a really solid contributor down the track for us.
He just looks like a bloke who's got everything. He just needs to learn how to run a little bit harder for a little bit longer, and he could be another one of those fantastic ruck rover ruckman types.
Yeah, he's definitely got that ability to follow up after the ruck contest. And he's got the ability around the ground to really move. It's probably just being able to position himself in consistent spots around the ground to impact. But he's had a couple of fantastic games at a lower level, and we'll see how it goes for him selection in the near future. He's definitely shown that he can play AFL footy. So, yeah, we've got one there.
Justin Longmuir is the coach of the Fremantle Dockers. Justin, you've got a pretty substantial injury list. Do you get any back this week?
We'll be touch and go this week. We're hoping Luke Ryan might only miss one game, but that could string out to two games given when he did it in the week. Sometimes if you do it early in the week, you give yourself a little bit more time, but he did it towards the end of the week. So, but other than that, we're just going to have to battle with what we've got at the moment. We do look like we'll get a few back, including Pierce, in probably 2 or 3 weeks. So we've just got to hold out till then.
I think David Mundy was the last bloke officially on an AFL list this year. Will he be given another contract next year based on what you've seen?
Oh, based on what I've seen, absolutely. It's a long year, though, and we've just got to make sure that we look after him and get him through to the end of the year and see whether he wants to go around again. And I'm sure there'll be room on the list for him. He's not just what he offers on the field, but he offers a lot on the field, off the field and around the footy club.
Yep.
And he's a real mentor to a lot of our younger players.
Justin, we really appreciate you fronting up after what was a tough day yesterday. Good luck in the rebound against Brisbane, wherever that game ends up being played. It sounds like it'll be at the Gabba.
Yep. Thanks, lads. Appreciate it.